You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. Today is Wednesday, the 9th of December, 2020, and this is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. And I'm joined online today by Caleb Cravens, a meteorologist with the Weather Service. Hi, Caleb.
Hey, Joe. How's it going?
Well, the monsoon has taken a break. There's a little bit of sun poking through at the moment down here in Petersburg. That was quite a storm that blew through.
Yeah, it's been really nice today. We're seeing some relief. The atmospheric river that moved through pretty much dominated last week, all week, has finally left the area, and we are getting some breaks in the sky, maybe, and even seeing some sunshine today.
Can we go over some of the numbers you saw from that storm in this area?
Of course. It was pretty impressive numbers, actually. You know, the rain stuck around, you know, for days on days. But the actual main event, we actually had a 48-hour rainfall total of 6.63 inches for the Petersburg Airport. So that was pretty impressive.
Oh, wow. Okay. And has that set any records or anything like that?
It didn't break the record, but for a 48-hour rainfall total, that is definitely still impressive and not very common. But looking at, you know, we had that week, it was really wet. But looking overall for the month of November, Petersburg was actually above average on precip. So the storm definitely contributed to that. Petersburg wrapped up the month with 15.24 inches of rainfall. Now, the normal rainfall for you guys is around 12.22 inches. So nearly 3 inches above normal there.
What are we looking at for the rest of this week?
So looking at the Climate Prediction Center, we can look at 6 to 10-day temperature and precip outlooks. For precipitation, we're actually looking around near normal. The forecast for this week, for the remainder of this week, is looking like scattered to isolated to scattered showers. So nowhere near what we saw last week, a lot drier, just some scattered showers here and there. Actually possible for a little, we're seeing some cooling temperatures this week as well. So we're going to have some isolated snow showers possible in the Petersburg area through the week. And our next big rain chance doesn't really arrive until late into the weekend when we have another system that's going to be approaching from the south, bringing some pretty good precip chances into the southern panhandle. Looking at temperatures over the next 6 to 10 days, we are, as I mentioned earlier, seeing a cooling trend just slightly below normal. Speaking of temperatures, going back on November, for those who are interested, Petersburg was slightly below normal for the month of November at a temperature of 33 degrees, where the normal is around 36 degrees.
Okay. So the atmospheric river that was parked over us, has that moved on at the moment, or is it just taking a break?
No, absolutely. It has definitely moved out of the area and dissipated, so it is no longer with us. So right now what we're tracking is a system to the south, but it's looking to keep mainly all the precip off the panhandle and over the Gulf. You guys will see some elevated winds tonight, though, with this system as it does approach the panhandle. Winds 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 possible. But as far as precip goes, you guys are staying dry, it looks like.
Okay, and then as temperatures drop a little bit, some icing and snowy conditions, so people should be careful
exactly.
Out there.
As always, you know, as these temperatures in Southeast Alaska and around Petersburg, they always like to hover around that freezing mark, and so it's a combination of rain going to snow, and so with this system, there will be some surrounding showers, and those could possibly be snow showers late tonight and throughout the remainder of the week.
Okay. Anything else to know for this week?
I think that's it. You know, it was a pretty pretty impactful week last week. I think we're all taking a nice big breath and a sigh of relief as we enjoy today's, you know, partly cloudy to sunny skies and dry weather out there.
Thanks, Caleb.
Hey, no problem. You have a good day.
You too.